signed between six governmental bodies regarding this respect. And in July 2022, a task force, a dedicated task force, was created where 22 members, including governmental bodies, academic institutions, and media professional organizations and journalistic unions are included. We meet monthly, including various issues on working conditions, SLAPs, and gender-based challenges in the media area. One of the landmark initiatives was the creation of International Training Center for Safety of Journalists and Media Professionals, which carries out trainings and academic research in the field. One of the main trainings is the annual Safety for Journalists School regarding training about journalists who want to go to war zones, who will deploy to war zones. And most recently, a training was conducted in collaboration with UNESCO, and it was offered to law enforcement officers and media professionals, designed to foster better cooperation between the two groups. Out of this task force, another key legislative initiative was formed under Law 585 of 2024. Anyone who incites violence against journalists who cover sports events shall be imprisoned of at least 1 year and will pay a fine. Also, in terms of social protection, a new collective labor agreement was signed in 2024 regarding professionals working in public media, including provisions for gender equality and against harassment for female journalists. Let me continue with mentioning that the SLAPs matter is very important to this task force, and was the representative from the Ministry of Justice presented this anti-SLAP directive very thoroughly. It was it was described by the Ministry of Justice very thoroughly, and the Federation of Journalists, the Panhellenic Federation of Journalists, will contribute to the anti-SLAP directive transposition process. And I will pass the floor to my colleague from the Ministry of Justice in order to offer the legal changes in the penal code.
In another way.
There's no time, so I will pass now on paragraph 27. I will give the floor to Mrs. Zerva and Mr. Castanas.